It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
A few days left of Festival of Lights. Amy Taylor from the committee. And good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So now you were, if I remember right, from when you were in here last time, organizing the Holiday Village, right?
I was. That part's wrapped up, but we still have a few more days left at the gate.
And our family got to go out on Christmas Eve. Boy, you guys were jam-packed.
We really were. I was out there for a little bit, and I ran for the hills as soon as I saw that line start to form.
Yeah, as we were pulling around the corner, I saw the cars, and then I realized, okay, there's all these cars heading over to Helical. And we headed on. I got on the line and I thought, okay, this is crazy. Christmas Eve, the only place in Douglas County where there's a line.
Yes.
Because, people were done shopping by then pretty much. So talk about the Holiday Village first. How'd that go?
It was amazing. We had 13 different youth groups out, one for each night. They raised a lot of money for their different causes and they had a lot of fun.
And what were they doing when they were out there?
They were all my volunteers, but also each one did a bake sale. So that was really, it saves me from having to do concessions and puts a little money in their pocket as volunteers.
And at Helic Hall, what was going on in Santa's Village?
Well, we were writing letters to Santa. We had, of course, our bake sales. Our friends at the Dragon's Claw Cave Arcade brought us claw machines to play with this year, so that was a new fun addition. And the Umpqua Valley Railroad Club helped me put together a brand new train display.
And you had Santa.
Yeah, and we had Santa.
All right. And, of course, he got busy and had to leave.
Yes. Yes. He ran away Christmas Eve, and even though we've had a few people reach out, we haven't been able to coax him back.
He's probably decompressing.
A little bit,
so,
yeah.
So, people, if they haven't gone to Festival of Lights yet, four more nights, talk about the hours and talk about the displays this year.
We are open from 5:30 to 9 for the rest of the nights, and it's the same wonderful displays that we've all kind of grown to love. Our newest one is the Umpqua Lighthouse that Convey made for us last year, and we added a very fancy new flashing light, so it looks like a real lighthouse.
You know, we hadn't been there in a couple years, and that one stood out to, I think, my daughter immediately. She's like, well, that wasn't here before.
Yep.
So people like that, the Nutcracker, and just the whole atmosphere out there. I mean, there is a because I deal with logistics and other parts of my life, I'm like, I don't know how you guys keep track of all this stuff.
It's a lot of moving pieces. We love our volunteers, especially the ones who show up on time and prepared, more than we can possibly tell you. Like, volunteers are what makes it go.
This is year what of the festival? Are we 33?
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. I remember the first time I worked somewhere else then, but Kerwin Doughton popped up to talk about this idea, and I thought, that seems like a lot of work.
It very much is, but we have a great team on our board, and it's been so neat over the years to see how many families come out and volunteer. They have a night that they pick, and they're there year after year to help make it go.
And you guys do all this not just because you have nothing else to do during the holidays, but you're trying to provide something really cool for the community, but also raise some money for Rotary.
Yes, we raise money for Rotary, and then in turn that gets given away as scholarships. So if you have a graduating senior this year, make sure that they're applying for Rotary scholarships.
So what do you like about being in Rotary?
Oh, Rotary is amazing. It's a really fun group. We get together every other Thursday, usually at the Umpqua Business Center, and we learn about things that are happening in the community and how we can help with them. Service over self is the Rotary motto.
Well, Rotary here has got to mean a long history of a lot of other projects in town that, frankly, wouldn't have happened if Rotary wouldn't have stepped up.
Absolutely. This year, I've gotten involved with the Lamb Show auction and the fair auction, and those are both amazing events that really care about our young people.
All right, so this is kind of your last reminder to get out there. Again, give folks the hours again.
5:30. Sometimes our volunteers are ready a little earlier, but please understand if they're not. 5:30 to 9 p.m.
And what's the admission?
The
admission.
Oh, $10.
It's still $10.
Still $10.
All right. Amy Taylor from Rotary, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:37 at the Morning Report.